More than 100 people have been killed in Gaza as Israel intensifies its bombing campaign in the enclave. One of Israel's overnight strikes hit a tent encampment which was housing displaced families in Khan Yunis. In southern Gaza, women and children were among the dead. Let's talk now to Greg Karstrom, Middle East correspondent with The Economist. And Greg, can you give us the details of what has been happening in Gaza in the past 24 hours?
Well, it's been a horrific, not just day, but week, even by the standards of this war, almost 20 months into it now. As you say, the Israeli army has really intensified its airstrikes across the territory, but particularly in and around the city of Khan Yunis in recent days, which is in central Gaza. And this comes as Israeli troops have been massing outside of Gaza for what the army is saying will be a large-scale offensive, not just to send troops in to raid parts of Gaza as they had done earlier in the war, but to reoccupy territory in the Strip and to displace the Palestinian population, essentially attempt to shunt everyone into a very small sliver of Gaza's territory in the south.
And we've seen the hospitals in the northern part of Gaza, that they have been put out of service as a result of this seizing of territory by Israeli troops. Isn't that right?
They've been put out of service by that. Some of them have been bombed in recent days and put out of service because of that. And then, of course, also, this comes after 2.5 months in which Israel has not allowed anything, any aid to go into Gaza. So in addition to food running short, people going hungry, charities ceasing their operations because they have no food left to distribute, obviously hospitals and medical facilities have been quite badly affected, have run out of many basic medical supplies at this point.
And there have been reports that Hamas had proposed releasing more Israeli hostages in return for a 2-month ceasefire. What do you know of that, and how is Israel responding or likely to respond?
Well, the negotiations that have been going on in Qatar over the past few days are essentially the same negotiations that have failed in previous months. You have Hamas willing to some extent to negotiate around a short-term deal, but ultimately their goal in these negotiations is to get to a permanent end to the war. And of course, the Israeli government is not willing to concede on that point. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said repeatedly in recent months that he'll do a temporary truce to secure the release of some of those hostages, but he has no intention of ending the war unless Hamas agrees to give up power and disarm in Gaza. And that remains the sticking point, as it has been for many, many months now in negotiations. Hamas was hoping that by releasing this one Israeli-American hostage last weekend, that it might secure some goodwill with the Americans, and the Americans might be willing to apply pressure on Israel to get to a permanent ceasefire. But we haven't seen any signs yet that the American government is willing to do that.
Greg, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Greg Karstrom, Middle East correspondent with The Economist.